Welcome to the Joseph Campbell Audio Collection. This talk is called Inward Journey. It is the second selection in the series entitled Inward Journey East and West. And now, Joseph Campbell.
Some 3 or 4 years ago, I was invited to deliver a series of lectures at the Esalen Institute in Big Sur, California, on schizophrenia. By the way, when you phone Big Sur from New York, the New York telephone operator says, Big Sewer. I had lectured there the year before on mythology, and apparently Mr. Michael Murphy, the director, thought there was some connection. But since I didn't know anything at all about schizophrenia, I phoned and said, Mike, I don't know anything about schizophrenia. How would it be if I lectured on James Joyce? And he said, that'd be fine. But he said, I'd like you to lecture on schizophrenia just the same. And so I'm going to arrange for you and Dr. John Perry of San Francisco to give a dual talk, the two together, on schizophrenia. Well, in my youth, I had the great good fortune to kiss the Blarney Stone, which is worth 7 PhDs. And so I thought, okay, why not? Then Dr. Perry sent me a copy of a paper that he had written on schizophrenia. It had been published in 1963 in the Annals of the New York Academy of Sciences. And to my great amazement, I found that the imagery of the schizophrenic paralleled almost point for point the themes that I had rendered in The Hero with a Thousand Faces back in 1949, which was based simply on a comparative study of mythology. It had nothing to do with psychoanalysis or psychology, but it was simply a synthesis of the materials and imageries of the mythological traditions of mankind, delineating the main constant motifs that did appear in all. These are universal archetypal themes in the mythologies of mankind, and from this paper of Dr. Perry, I discover that they are produced spontaneously from the broken off condition of a complete schizophrenia, complete psychosis, a person who has lost touch entirely with the context of his society and is functioning out of his own base. Very briefly, the main pattern is one of cutoff or departure from the local social order, a retreat inward, backward in time, as it were, and inward into the psyche, an encounter, a series of terrifying experiences, and finally, if fortunate, encounters of a symbolic kind that center, harmonize, give new courage to the individual, and then a return journey. This is the pattern of the myth. This is the pattern that came up in these images of the psyche. Now, it was Dr. Perry's thesis that in certain kinds of schizophrenia, the best thing is to let the process continue, not to abort the psychosis, not to perform any psychiatric operations such as shock treatment or anything of the kind that will abort the psychosis, but to help the person along. In order to be helpful, however, the doctor has to understand the imagery of mythology. He has to understand what these signs and signals are that this person, totally out of contact with the rationally oriented individual is trying to bring forth in order to establish a contact. A psychosis, from this point of view, is an effort to recover and restore a lost balance. And let the person go. He has tipped over, but help him through.